First thing in the morning, as soon as you wake up, the to-do list starts.
Does the car need gas?
Hopefully those leftovers are still good.
Why did I get CC'd on
Mom?
No.
You can't escape the to-do list, but you can make the most of your me time with a relaxing shower using Method hair care products. Try Pure Peace Volumizing, Simply Nourish Moisturizing, or Daily Zen Shampoo and Conditioner for daily use. All formulated with long-lasting fragrances and are safe for color-treated hair. Reconnect with the best version of yourself. Visit methodproducts.com to unleash your inner shower.
Welcome to Switched On Pop. I am producer Rihanna Cruz.
And I'm musicologist Nate Sloan.
So Nate, you and I, we both live in the City of Angels, Tinseltown, La La Land,
yes.
Los Angeles.
Yes, indeed. Best of the West.
And there are many things that I love about this deeply vain city. Among the $20 smoothies and the flashy lowrider cars, one of my favorite constants of Los Angeles is the omnipresence of the classic For Your Consideration billboard.
Yes, I'm familiar with these. You're driving down Sunset Boulevard, and all of a sudden, there's an actor from a sitcom looming over you with a pleading face saying, "Vote for me in the upcoming Emmys or Oscars or Screen Actors Guild Awards."
Right. And it's not just even in award season. It feels like year round, everywhere you look, there's a sign begging you to pay attention to a certain show, a certain movie, a certain record.
It's a thirsty city we live in.
Quite. Well, we're going to do just that on this episode of Switched On Pop, with one record this year that should 1000% be considered. And that's the record aptly titled For Your Consideration, by the artist Empress Of. What's the hesitation for your
consideration? The way that this song takes that familiar phrase and it flips it on its head and imbues it with this emotional resonance will forever change the way I look at those billboards.
I completely agree. And this experimental dance Latin pop record is one of the best albums that I've heard this year for a few reasons. It's short and sweet, you know, clocking in at just over 30 minutes.
Love to see it.
It dabbles in so many sounds across electronic music and incorporates several underground producers and DJs in the Latin and experimental house scenes on the album. And it's also extremely catchy, while keeping a sense of formlessness when it comes to genre. Empress Of is successful at crafting hooks. You know, there's more traditional pop songs on the record, like the song Lorelei. What's her name? What's her name? All the girls. Does she know how much she needs to cry? Lorelei, Lorelei. What's her name? But at the same time, she works in these experimental electronic sounds that are incredibly layered and extremely well produced, like on the song Sucia, for example.
I dig these songs because they're a little hard to place. There's a dash of indie, a smattering of pop, a little helping of reggaeton, but it's not any one of those things. It's somewhere in between.
And that in-betweenness shapes the entirety of For Your Consideration. The album is Empress Of's fourth record. And over the course of a decade, she has amassed a reputation as one of indie pop's most respected artists, extensively working with artists like Blood Orange, aka Dev Hynes, on beloved songs like Best to You. And she's accumulated absurdly good reviews throughout the course of her entire career. A Guardian article praised her 2015 debut, Me, as, quote, cool, quirky, future pop. And she garnered a coveted Best New Music endorsement from Pitchfork for Your Consideration. So we here at Switched On Pop HQ have considered for your consideration. And we've decided that we had to sit down with the wonderful Empress of herself in person in the City of Angels to talk about the ins and outs of making such experimental, dancey pop music.
This was a fun one.
This was a really fun one. So without further ado, here is the incomparable Empress of.
Hi, I'm Empress of, and I'm here today with Switched on Pop, Nate and Rihanna.
Killed it.
Incredible intro.
Your new album, for your consideration, is something that we have had on rotation here at Switched on Pop headquarters. And we want to talk to you all about it, but we actually want to start with the second track, Lorelei. Does she know how? We have questions.
Yes.
This seems like a very personal track, but when you listen to it, maybe it's also kind of an abstraction. What does this song mean to you?
I have been trying to write this song for years. My name is Lorelei, and I always get called Lorelei. Huh. And this song, the story of this song, is kind of like my Jolene.
Mm.
I had a thing with someone. And he had a girlfriend. And I like woke up in his house one day and found a woman's shoe. Yep.
Damn.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, whose shoe is this? And I always thought about how she must have felt. And I don't know. It's not great. It's not great knowing that someone else is going through that. So I just, you know, I wanted to write that song. Mm. I also have a philosophy about albums.
Hmm.
And I believe that the best song on the record should go second.
Huh.
All of my albums, I put the second song, like my favorite song.
On track two.
Track two.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Other people do it too. It's just kind of like a school of thought on records and sequencing, which I just love. I love the art of making records. You know, I just saw Billie Eilish say in an interview she hates singles. And I get it. It's like reading like a quote out of a book or a chapter, and you're just like, what's the rest of the story?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something I really thought of.
You know, it's interesting to hear the backstory because this is some heady inspiration, some dark life events. But when you listen to the song, it's a bop. It's like bright. It's poppy. It's catchy.
Bop-tina. Bop-tina. Bop-iana.
How did you choose to match that bright sound with those kind of heavier lyrics?
I feel like it's been kind of my gift as an artist to make sad songs that you can shake ass to, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Like, I don't know, I have this song called When I'm With Him. Everyone, like, loves that song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just love making songs that make you kind of feel something. Lots of moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, my album, I'm Your Empress Of, lots of dance songs that you can move to. One of my icons, Robin, also makes sad songs.
Queen of that.
Yes.
Sad songs on the dance floor. So very influenced by her.
So speaking of like shaking your ass, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You
serious topic.
Absolutely. Really locking in on this.
Mm-hmm.
You on this record worked with a lot of underground producers doing more abrasive electronic experimental music. Thinking of like Umru, right? Who you worked with on Facil and Sucio. Yeah. And Nick Leon, Kura. Mm-hmm.
I really love these artists. Like, yeah. They're some of my favorite producers right now. How did that come through on the recording process?
DMs.
Hmm.
Thank you, DMs. A&R'd by DMs. you know, I'm a fan. Like, yeah. And I look up who works on records. You know, I'm a music fan. So I followed Umru. I followed Nick Leon for years and wanted to work with them. I think that they're both doing interesting things in the dance space. They DJ so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both of them approach it in different ways. Nick Leon makes like really future, dance reggaeton.
Like pereo ass shaking music.
Yeah, period. Yeah. And I just was like, I can't do that. But I would love to like be influenced by that.
Mm-hmm.
And just his sense of even melody.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of that music is rhythmically driven, but like, you know, has amazing top lines and amazing like little melodies happening everywhere. He's a G.
To go back to what you said, right? Like you feel like you can't do that. Why?
I feel like I'm really good at other things,
hmm.
You know, but I feel like my career can go in so many ways because I'm sort of genre-less. Mm. So why not be influenced by an artist like that, you know, or Umru, who's like made, you know, so much music in the PC music school,
right?
I don't make, you know, PC music sounding music. And I get in with Umru and I'm like, let's write an Empress Of song. So yeah, I don't know. I love being influenced by artists. That's like the beauty of collaboration is working with artists and not making records that sound like that.
Yeah.
Or making records that sound influenced by that.
You look for collaborators that will push you into new areas, new sounds.
Definitely. You know, Jimmy Stack is another example of that. I made several songs with him and they don't sound like other songs that I've made. I wanted to like write a song with Jimmy Stack and I love those songs. You know, we did Note to Self and it's a great collaboration. You know, it's just about finding the right relationship.
Well, I think it's interesting because you are the executive producer on For Your Consideration. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's been consistent across your career.
Yeah.
So it feels like you have kind of like a tastemaker role when it comes in to making your albums.
Yeah. And, you know, it comes from being a producer as well. And just knowing what sounds you want to sound like.
Yeah.
And being able to be like, cool, this sound is a little too leaning this way. From everything that I'm doing. I don't know. I have a clear direction, thankfully, Jesus. and I think that's why the record sounds consistent.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's a journey, but then I was like, no, that's corny.
But it's true, it's in okay. a way.
Yeah.
We love corny.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of do too. Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
A smidge.
A little bit of corny.
Yeah.
On one of the tracks that Rihanna just mentioned, Cora, you sing in both English and Spanish. I can't seem to drown out the voice in my head. Out on the town looking for another regret. Estoy sin aliento, miénteme lento. Una vez más que ya estaré de pobre. And then there are other tracks on the album, like Femenine, when you sing completely in Spanish. We wanted to hear more about that choice. On previous albums, you definitely have some Spanish language tracks as well. But this one seems like a real mix and it's like we're really leaning into that dimension a little more.
Mm-hmm.
So what inspired you to make this pivot towards this more multilingual sound on this album?
Making four albums. And I have been making Spanglish music since mm-hmm. The beginning of my career. But I have never made so much music in Spanish. And I found it very inspiring on this record. And yeah, I just found it to be the story of this record in a way. And also Miami.
Real.
Like, yeah, just Miami.
Yeah.
I was in Miami with Nick Leon. And I was very inspired to make music in Spanish. And I still say things the way I would say them as Empress of, in English or Spanish, you know? But yeah, that was also part of the inspiration. It's just being in a city where, I mean, like LA, everyone, but, yeah. Miami, it's even in the clubs, everything. It's so influenced by that.
It's like the hub for Latin music right now.
It really is. It really is.
In America.
Yeah. I was like breathing it, you know? Yeah. I went to Space. That's a club in Miami.
not
oh my God.
I my eyes went wide. Like, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Really? I imagine I went to Space.
Wow.
It feels like Space in there though, because you're in there till like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
But just listening to incredible music. Yeah. And I was inspired. I was inspired by Miami.
That's awesome. We need to take a field trip down there.
I know. We got to go to Space, Nate.
Team building. Trip to space.
Research.
Yeah,
gotta
research.
Tap
exactly.
In.
Yeah,
exactly. Put on literally. Company card.
Must tap in.
Definitely.
Speaking of Miami and Latin music, I feel like the song Fácil seems to take cues from other pop stars in Latin music right now. Like, I'm hearing a lot of Arca, I'm hearing a lot of Rosalía. Yo soy fácil. Yo soy fácil. Fácil de comer. Fácil de amar. Yo soy fácil. It's digital and abstracted, but also makes for a really good dance track. Can you talk about how you created Fácil? What was the mood board?
I worked with Umru and my friend Jarina DeMarco, who is Dominican, Brazilian. And I feel like there is this like very sweet quality about my voice. Like the tone of my voice is very, I don't know.
It's light.
It's light.
Like delicate.
It can be delicate. It can be. But the other part of it is that, like, I'm singing something really dirty. So it's like, you know, I'm saying, like, I'm easy. I'm easy. I'm easy to touch. I'm easy to, like, fall in love with. Or I fall in love easily. And I don't know. I that was the sentiment in the room when we were writing that song. And, you know, Jarina brought her Dominican flavor to the song as well. You know, we were just like listening to music before it started. We were listening to some, you know, what's happening with like modern dembow. And I didn't want to make like a dembow song,
right?
You know, because I wasn't going to sing top line for that,
right?
But I wanted to be inspired by it, especially working with Jarina, who's Dominican. Yeah. And then Umru on the production was just, another thing is because this record is so vocally influenced, I was like, cool, I want most of the drums, if not all the drums, to be my voice.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, a lot of the drums on that record, on that song, are my voice.
I was going to say, the whole record feels extremely percussive.
Oh, yeah.
Every song, in a way that I don't think I've heard to this extent on your previous work. I don't know, like, every song is just so percussion forward. It's interesting to hear the club influence because it feels very Latin club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those songs do. Lorelei feels like you can dance to it as well. But it doesn't have a trend. You know, there's a trend with, like, fast tempos right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I didn't want to go, you know, I love drum and bass and I love techno and I love different styles of music, but I definitely just wanted to make something that didn't feel too leaning in the current atmosphere of music. You know, obviously I'm influenced because I listen to whatever I'm listening to, but the tempos on this record feel a little slower, you know?
Interesting. But they also feel like they're built for the club. Like, songs have drops on them.
Definitely. I mean, I dance to it.
Yeah.
You can shake ass to it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what matters.
Absolutely. But yeah, a lot, very percussive. I started this record just like beatboxing and microphones.
Huh. Wow.
Fácil is so much my voice. Even the bass is my voice. Wow. Umru was pitching and processing so much of the vocals.
Because you can't even clock it.
Yeah, you can't, but maybe it's subliminal.
It makes me think of the opening track, the title track for Your Consideration. I feel like the first thing you hear on that track is your breath, just breathing, like in this percussive. It becomes its own kind of drum pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. That makes me want to go through and listen again and see if we can find all of those vocal percussive moments.
Definitely. Yeah, we just turned the mic on and I asked every different person. I was like, just turn the mic on and I'm just going to go. And I was very, very inspired by Medulla and, you know, Caroline Shaw, who's a composer. And, you know, I just love the voice.
Wow. Yeah. Medulla, like the Bjork record, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. I feel like Bjork does that a lot too, where she has these songs that are just like vocals on vocals on vocals layering.
I mean, it's great. It's a great sound. I just was like, what kind of sounds can the voice make?
Yeah.
And I would do that.
Tight.
Chop it up.
I feel like that gets back, you know, you mentioned a duality earlier. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's all that's like a theme of this whole record. It's like sad songs with really funky beats.
Yeah, sad songs with funky beats. Embers of sad songs with funky beats.
What you describe as your light voice singing these really kind of dark lyrics. And then some of the songs being super produced, but also like really organic.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I just, as the more we're talking, I'm more like, man, this whole record is like the two sides of what you do and mashed together in this compelling way.
Yeah, I think this is a very like consistent through line of that. And every song is so good.
So truly.
I feel like proud to say that. And I just feel like every song is thoughtful of that, of having the qualities that I want and having fun. And I don't know, I've had to listen to this record for almost a year before it came out. So I had to make sure I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, the duality is interesting because my favorite song on the record is the Rina Sawayama song, Kiss Me. And something that I find really interesting about that song is this kind of juxtaposition where it sounds very Y2K, right? Like, it sounds to me like it could be in, like, a 2000s rom-com, but you also have lyrics about, like, FaceTiming.
I'll keep you up, I'll dance around, FaceTime for you.
And yeah. I think that's really cool and plays up this juxtaposition on the record.
Yeah, that came from working with a co-writer, Nate Campany. I can try to like overanalyze and over-serious things by myself.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this relationship and he was just like, what did you do? Like, what did you do with him? And I was like, well, I just FaceTimed him today. And he's like, he's like, why don't you put that in the song? I'm like, I'm not going to put that in the song. And I think there's like a charming quality of being real in a song.
Yeah.
You just have to stick to it for it to have conviction.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really charming, though, because it's a kind of lyric that snaps you in to like active listening instead of passive listening, where you're like listening to this like 2000s guitar soundscape, and then you hear the words like FaceTime, and you're like, oh, interesting. Like, it's not as, what's the word, anachronistic?
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Talk about analyzing.
Wow,
I was looking at the professor for that one. But it's not as anachronistic, I think, as it originally sounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to look that up.
It's like Nate, Professor Nate.
Yes. Anachronistic. Adjective meaning
right, it's like out of place in time,
exactly, in the wrong, located in the wrong time period.
I'm gonna put that in a song.
Hell yeah.
Oh, so I'll clock. Excited.
Okay. We'll talk about it on the next Empress of Switched on Pop episode and be like, remember when?
Yes, splits for you.
I don't need it, Rihanna.
I pro bono, man.
Yeah,
take that.
But yeah, Kiss Me, I did a Reddit AMA recently and someone was like, what is the song that took the longest to finish, like that you had to go back to? And Kiss Me was that song because I, on the production with the Y2K, I didn't say Y2K, I was like nostalgia. I said nostalgia.
So true. Yeah.
Just that feeling of like, you know, when you're like listening to pop from that era and the like, that sweetness.
Right. Very saccharine.
Naiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But But yeah, I was trying to be like, okay, how do we do this but not be too, just not be too on the nose with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to go back a couple of times on the production to finish that.
How did Rina Sawayama become the featured artist on that track? What made you want to feature her, and how did that come about? Did you send her a DM or?
No, I went on tour with her.
Yeah.
And that's how I got to know her.
Yeah.
And I was finishing the record in between our tours. And I sent it to her because she has that voice that could pull that feeling off. And when I got it back, I was like, yes, you are a pop icon. Like, her voice is just perfect for it.
Yeah. She does that nostalgia thing very well.
Her voice is so good.
I love the song, like, Where You Are, because it's exactly that nostalgia, like pulling the heartstrings type track. The only time I see you these days is in my projection. I need to fill your pulse, baby. Like, she does it so well.
She does it so well.
And so effectively.
When I got her vocals, like, she sent me the bounce a day later, and it was like perfect.
No notes.
It was perfect.
Print it.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's a pro.
She's a pro.
There are a million bad ways to start your morning off. The no coffee traffic jam, the soggy morning jog, the why is the dog taking so long, just go already walk. But you can unleash your ideal day with a perfect shower using Method hair care products. Designed with high-quality ingredients, Method's new range of shampoos and conditioners will give your hair undeniable softness and shine. And hey, if you're a night shower kind of person, that's great too. Try Pure Peace infused with peony, rosewater, and quinoa protein. Or Simply Nourish, crafted with coconut, rice milk, and shea butter. Or Daily Zen, made with cucumber, seaweed, and green tea. Reconnect with the best version of yourself. Visit methodproducts.com to unleash your inner shower. Shop methodproducts.com.
You talked about Miami being an influence on this record. What about the influence of Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the cover of this album, it's you. I can't believe I'm going to try and describe this, but it's you like straddling a shooting star with the city of Los Angeles at night kind of laid out behind you. So I feel like L.A. must be an inspiration for this album as well.
Yeah, L.A. is kind of always an inspiration. I wanted to show it in a different way on this record. And the record is called For Your Consideration. And I saw those billboards my whole life.
Yeah.
And I also am in the industry, in the entertainment industry. And that phrase has such a meaning in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just was like called underrated so much. You know, it's like 10 years of doing this for records. And I was just like, you know what? I don't care. Like, I'm going to choose myself. I just wanted to be, like, tongue-in-cheek or just have a little fun. I wanted to have a little fun. And my initial idea was to be painted gold because I was like, for your consideration, I'll be a statue. I'll be a prize.
Or, like, those people on, like, Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So that was my idea. And when I talked to the photographer, she's like, I think we need to go, like, more camp with it. You know, like, if you're going to really poke fun at it. She sent me amazing, like, references of campaigns from the early 2000s and late 90s. Mm. And, you know, like, Dave LaChapelle, he's a photographer.
Yeah.
And she was like, you have to be laughing and you have to be throwing your head back. because you're on a shooting star over the backdrop of L.A. and your album's called For Your Consideration.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was lots of, like, more, laugh. With like someone with like a wind machine.
Wow.
Like at my hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
And just, it was like, wow, I can't believe I went from beatboxing into a microphone to
to do that.
You know, like it wasn't in the cards, but it is in the cards, you know?
Yeah. I feel like when I'm driving around LA and I, you know, when award season comes around and I see all those billboards for your consideration, I'm just going to hear that song in my head now.
That's
for your consideration. I'm going to be like singing in my car.
Wow.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I love claiming that term. Yeah. You know, like for myself. And it's like, even if I didn't get any notoriety or awards, like I just feel like I'm already a prize for myself. Oh my God.
Love that. Love that. Well, it's very like forward, you know? It's like you will listen to this album and you will consider it.
Mm. Yeah. Also, it's like so funny to see. Like, my dream is to, like, during that season, is to have a for your consideration billboard.
That would be major.
It would be so
funny. On like
funny.
Sunset?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Manifesting right now.
The camp potential would really be through the roof.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear more about how you think about genre. Like earlier, you said something really interesting. You said, like, I try to be genreless. How does that manifest when you're making a record? Does that happen naturally? Or do you find yourself making a song that sounds maybe too much like one thing and you're like, oh, we got to kind of pull it back so it sounds like me? Like, what is that process like of creating genreless music, which seems exciting, but maybe kind of challenging too?
It's really hard to describe. It's not an intention. It is just like, it's me just trying to make music that sounds like me. Hmm. And I'm inspired by so many things and I work with so many different people that it just happens naturally.
Yeah.
You know? And also electronic music, the sounds. You can use the same drum machine to make a ballad than to make like a boys' noise banger in a club in Berlin.
Yeah.
You know, like we're using the same tools. So I think sounds help make things kind of ambiguous.
Hmm. Is there, I wonder if there's like one track on the album that you felt maybe represents that genreless sound well, and that I wonder if there was one that you kind of had to shape to really get it to the place you wanted it to be more than others.
For your consideration, I don't know what you would call that. Just pop?
Yeah.
I would just call it pop. Mm-hmm. For your consideration.
For your consideration. That works.
Because, I don't know, there's so many, like, chordal things, the rhythm, the breaths. I actually was listening to Britney Spears' How I Roll.
Classic.
Wow.
To make that song.
Have you heard that song, Nate?
I don't think I have.
Oh
my God.
It's off of Femme Fatale, right?
Yes. It's so good.
It's amazing.
Okay. We're going to have a little listening
and then
session.
Like how the chord. I feel like I'm giving away stuff. I don't.
What do you mean?
Like I should, like I'm giving away the secrets to
secret
the songs.
Sauce.
You know?
Switched on Pop. The secrets to the songs.
Okay. That was like a very huge inspiration.
You were listening to Caroline Shaw.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you would never like be like, oh, Caroline Shaw and Britney Spears' How I Roll are the recipe for a song.
Yeah.
But yes.
Do you want to ask our kind of final question?
Yeah.
Our final question. Oh,
know,
my God. I'm so
I know,
sad.
We're having a good time.
I'm having so much fun.
I know. Me too.
All right. Let's do another hour.
No, it's, So I'm going to go back to 2020 real quick.
Okay.
Right. Your album, I'm Your Empress Of. The title track, I'm Your Empress Of, kind of feels like a thesis statement for you and your artistry. So what is Empress Of to you, Laura Lee? What is your artist statement, so to speak?
It really is my artist name.
Mm.
And it is, you know, demanding whatever I am in the moment.
Mm.
It really is that. Like, you know, I'm Empress Of whatever. And I'm assertive of that. I'm assertive of the whatever I am in the moment. You know?
Empress of blank.
Empress of. And, you know, the joke of my career has been Empress of what? Everywhere I go, Empress of what?
Mm.
And I'm like, you know, I really stick to my name.
Yeah.
And, you know, what an empress is and what that tarot card and why I chose that name, it stands for, you know, that like divine feminine energy and the space to create and to mother a project. And that's what I'm doing.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
For your consideration, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I hope this Switched album wins pop. All the awards. Tonys, Emmys,
if it doesn't, it
Oscars,
already has.
Grammys.
People's Choice.
Yeah. Pitchfork Best New Music. Best Award in the Biz.
Yes.
Yes.
I already got one, so it's fine.
Oh, sweet. So NBD.
Switched on Pop is produced by Rihanna Cruz, engineered by Brandon McFarland, edited by Art Chung, community management by Abby Barr, illustrations are by Iris Gottlieb. Our executive producer is Nishat Kurwa. We're a member of the Vox Media Podcast Network and a production of Vulture and New York Mag.
Find more episodes of our show anywhere you get podcasts. Go to our website, switchedonpop.com, and find all our episodes there, plus a little box where you can put in your email, sign up for our newsletter.
Wow.
And
next week, we're going current.
We're going current. That's right. Two artists whose names start with C. That's what we call a teaser, a little cliffhanger.
Yeah. And I think you'll be able to guess who those artists are. Some would say, I love it.
Until then, I think all that's left for us to say is thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Nailed it.
Support for this show comes from HubSpot. More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.